Thank you for joining us here on KKMS Live. I'm Lee Michaels. Chris Manning Controls. Welcome to this edition of the program. I do appreciate you having us. You know, there's a lot of business owners out and about, trying to grow their business in this economy, and also thinking about what do they do with their business later on. Are they thinking of selling? What is next with your business? Well, there's a fantastic seminar coming up called Growing Your Business So You Can Exit in Style. It's next Tuesday at the Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville. It's a free event. And to give us some more insight on this event is Dan Arcan and Chris Jones from Sunbelt Business Advisors. Guys, welcome to KKMS Live.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, appreciate having you both here. Dan, welcome. We'll get your voice first. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, great to chat with you again. And Chris Jones, thanks for joining us as well.
Thank you, Lee.
Well, let's start a little bit about this upcoming event. It's happening next Tuesday, April 30th. And first off, before we get to the event, let's start a little bit just about what you do at Sunbelt Business Advisors.
Sure, Lee, I'll take that one. This is Chris. Yeah, at Sunbelt, since 1978, we've been helping people confidentially sell their companies for the best price and terms. You know, you mentioned earlier, you know, what does that business owner do, and maybe it's time to exit their business. And, you know, they put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into growing that thing. You know, they've built it up from just them being an employee to maybe having 10, 20, 30 employees plus in that company. And now they built something that has a lot of value. So we help them understand what that business is worth, and we help them confidentially bring it to market and find the best buyer.
So this event coming up, what's going to happen at this event, growing your business so you can exit in style?
I'll take that. What we're doing is we're meeting with potential business owners. Buyers are always looking at, when they're looking to buy a business, they look at the red flags that they would see to disqualify a business for purchase. You know, is the business too much revenue with one customer? Are there declining revenues? Is the business too owner reliant? What we do is we sit down with business owners and basically help them get rid of those red flags and make them positives to the business. So that, you know, what the seminar is going to do is we're going to approach three or four different things specifically in each seminar and talk about these are specific ways that you can help grow your business in a positive climate. So that when it does come time to sell, whether that's now or it's 10 years from now, that they're ready to do it and they're going to get the highest and best price possible.
And this seminar is great. It's from 10 to 11:30 at the Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville. And then there'll be lunch afterwards. It's complimentary, so anybody who wants to come should come on down if you have a business. Now, is there a business too big or too small?
You know, Lee, this is Chris, and I would say no. You know, unless you're a Fortune 1000 company, you could benefit from this seminar. I'll give you an example of what we see a lot. We see business owners that have built really nice companies, but often there might be some area where they're a little lacking. And this next event, one of the things it's going to dive into is the marketing and sales side of things. We see that as a common area where businesses are weak. You know, maybe the owner or a few key employees do too much of the sales. And we're going to have some speakers at this next event that talk about how to generate more leads for your business, how to improve your sales team, how to make the business less dependent on you. Those are just some of the topics we're going to cover. And I can't think of a single business or any industry that wouldn't benefit from that.
Well, that sounds good. Dan, do you want to elaborate on that? You know, who are some of your speakers and sponsors at this event? And do you want to elaborate a little bit on what people will be learning, business owners will be learning when they attend?
Yeah, Lee, I'd be happy to. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out specifically who are really good partners to get in the seminar and to sit down with business owners that are, they need these people as their partners. And we're working with Inner Circle, which is a peer group advisory. Mm-hmm. We also work with Hagland Mines, who provides financial services. Kepke Law, you know, every business owner needs a really good legal partner. Mm-hmm. Central Bank, obviously every business owner is working with someone in the banking industry to either help them grow their business, help them make an acquisition, or help them with working capital needs. And then we're also, you know, another one of our partners is Interactive Circle Media Group. And they basically will help you with their social media, your web presence, all the things that are entailed in that climate.
That's fantastic. And again, if people want information on this event, they can go to sunbeltmidwest.com. They've got a tab for events and click register. It's a free event. Space is limited. And it is not only the seminar from 10 to 11:30, but also lunch provided afterwards. It's at the Midland Hills Country Club coming up next Tuesday, April 30th. Again, you can go to sunbeltmidwest.com, click on the events tab, and get yourself registered today. And again, space is limited. Say, Chris, how about for somebody who says, well, you know, yeah, I've got my business. I'm really not thinking about selling today. So why should I come to the seminar?
Yeah, that's we hear that, you know, in these seminars. And we used to just do seminars or knowledge luncheons where we would talk about, you know, value your business, sell your business. And it was more about, hey, if you're ready now, come to the seminar. But this seminar series we're doing right now is really unique because we're dealing with a lot of people now that, frankly, are battle-tested. They survived the decline in the economy that we saw in late 2008. They battled through 9 and 10. And now their businesses are recovering nicely, and they made the changes they needed to make to survive and thrive in this economy. And they're looking ahead. It's been 4 or 5 years. You know, they've gotten a little bit older, maybe a little closer to retirement, or maybe they've just been in it 30 years, and they're a little burnt out. And maybe they're not ready for two or three more years. But here's what we can show them at this seminar. We know from years of experience of doing this, we've been in this market for 12 years, and Sunbelt's been doing this since 1978.
Mm-hmm.
We know that every dollar we can help them grow in their business will add multiple dollars to their sale price. And we've proven that over time. So if I had a business owner on the line with us right now, I'd say they're crazy not to come to this, because not only can they grow their profits, in the meantime, when they get ready to sell, their business will be worth a lot more.
Again, if people want more information, the seminar is called Growing Your Business So You Can Exit in Style. It's next Tuesday at the Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville. Go to sunbeltmidwest.com, click on the events tab, and register for free. It includes the seminar and lunch afterward. Space is limited, so you'll want to act on this today. Say, Dan, how about when it comes to, is there one or two key things that maybe a business owner should be looking at or working on right now that will set them up for selling their business in the near future?
Yeah, great question, Lee. I think one of the most important things that a business owner should concentrate on doing when they know they're getting ready to sell is, I call it kind of the giving the Heisman to the business a little bit. And basically what that means is, you see the picture of the football player with his hand out.
Yep.
Creating some separation as an owner from your business a little bit, meaning that when you leave, the entire business doesn't go with you.
Right.
That's what a buyer is so concerned with. You know, when I take over this business, the owner leaves, all his relationships are gone, the vendors, the customers, his suppliers, those things have gone away with them. What a business owner really should focus on is, who do I put in key management situation to, so that when I do leave, there's an exit strategy, so that when the buyer comes in, there's a nice bridge, and that key employee provides that bridge.
Well, it sounds like a wealth of information at the seminars and a wealth of information that you guys cover at Sunbelt. And at sunbeltmidwest.com, again, go to the events tab and click register. The event is free next Tuesday at the Midland Hills Country Club. Growing your business so you can exit in style. How about when it comes to, I have to imagine, you know, there might be a small family-run business and they're looking to sell. There might be different dynamics than somebody who started a business on their own or acquired a business previously and now is looking to sell it again. And you cover all those different dynamics?
We do, and you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that, although we are obviously targeting this event at people who are thinking about selling their business eventually, we use the word exit in there because maybe they've identified a family member that they want to have take over the business.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a partner that they plan on having take over the business. And these same dynamics are what we call value drivers in a business, like having the, as Dan said, you know, giving the Heisman to the business so it's not owner-centric.
Right.
Or having key employees in place, or having strong vendor relationships and just strong operations manuals for business continuity. All those things are good for whoever ends up eventually owning and running the business. You know, on a long enough timeline, you know, nobody's going to run their business forever.
Right.
And they need some plan on how they're going to exit it, whether that be by selling it to a third party, giving it to a son or daughter, or having their partner buy them out. They need a plan for that, and the healthier their business is when that time comes, the more successful they're going to be.
Very good. Again, growing your business, you can exit in style next Tuesday, the seminar at the Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville. If you want more information, sunbeltmidwest.com. Click the events tab and get yourself registered for free. And I guess I'll field this to both of you guys, but how's the climate for selling or buying a business in today's economy?
I would tell you that it's probably better than it's been in the last 7-8 years. We had a nice big hit in 2005 in that time. Now you're looking at who your buyers are, and your buyers are really strong financial buyers, corporate refugees who've, got some pretty deep pockets. They've, lost a large income that they were used to, and the only way to gain that back is to go make an acquisition of a business and run their own business. And the other buyer is that strategic buyer, somebody who's already has an existing business looking to continue to grow it, and they want to grow it through acquisition.
That's great. Did you want to follow up on that, Chris?
You want to add on that?
Yeah, can I add something to that? What Dan just touched on there is actually the two different divisions of our company. We have what we call our mergers and acquisitions division, which works primarily with companies in $5 to $50 million in revenue.
Yep.
And buyer activity there is very high, those strategic buyers. And also private equity groups are very active right now. Both of those folks in the M&A space, or mergers and acquisitions, have a lot of money on their balance sheets right now. It doesn't mean they're going to vastly overpay for a company, but it does mean they're in serious acquisition mode. And then our other division is our Main Street or business brokerage division, which is for companies under $5 million in revenue. And as Dan mentioned, those high net worth buyers, those financial buyers, and some of the smaller strategics are very active right now buying growth. And bank financing is a huge factor in these deals. And 2008 through 2010... as a lot of people, business owners experience, bank financing went away.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in here. Guys, we're running out of time. But sure. It sounds like you've got all the bases covered, and businesses and business owners are going to learn a lot if they come to the seminar, Growing Your Business So You Can Exit in Style, next Tuesday, Midland Hills. Go to sunbeltmidwest.com, click the events tab, get registered for free. Guys, really appreciate what you do to help businesses here in the Twin Cities and around the area. So God bless you both.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Lee.
You're welcome. Again, go to MidwestSunbelt.com for more details and click events tab and register for free.